Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 30th of June. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on how to deal with stress through the eyes of Jesus Christ. How did he deal with it, and how might that help us today? For the last time this week, we turn to our Bible reading, John chapter 14 and verses 1 to 14. Today we're reading from the New Century Version. Jesus comforts his followers. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father too. But now you do know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need." Jesus answered, "I have been with you a long time now. Do you still not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So why do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you don't come from me, but the Father lives in me and does his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or believe because of the miracles I have done. I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me will do the same things that I do. Those who believe will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." Amen. Christianity began with a group. Jesus called together a small group of his closest disciples. They formed a community and lived and worked together for 3 years. The picture Jesus paints of us being in an eternal home with him in the future reflects what life is like now. We were meant to be in community with each other. Trying to live life alone is stressful. For example, some of us are perfectionists and we fall into the trap of thinking, if you want something doing well, then do it yourself. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Have you said it yourself? But doing everything yourself is stressful. When we live and share with a small group of Christian friends, we can share the stress between us. Sometimes we can give each other advice. Other times we can share words of comfort. But often it's just enough to be present for each other, to be together, to be in a community. Jesus had a small group. Maybe you should too. As you think about today's devotional, you might want to use this question. Which relationships in your life have been most helpful in dealing with stress? Thank you for joining me this week. I hope to see you again soon for some more battle drills.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.